Next up, another edition of Mondays with Mike. This is a monthly segment where we share the latest changes or updates within WPR, give you a chance to talk with Mike about them. Mike Crane is our Wisconsin Public Radio director. And there's lots of new things going on. There's a new Wisconsin News collaboration. We can talk about the upcoming Simply Folk Shindig and the WPR Classical 5K Run, Walk, or Roll. I'm already signed up for that. I got my T-shirt and everything, so I'm ready to go. Mike, good to have you with us.
Always good to be here. And boy, Larry, I tuned in at the right time, got out of a meeting, and got this all set up to be with you. And just really enjoyed listening to some of the 70 and older folks. And I made a note already to look back once the archive of your show is put up, to go find the exact quote from Max when he was talking about his dad saying that on the other side of discomfort is learning. And I didn't write it down fast enough, so I'm going to go back and listen to that. Thank you for having the archives, whoever first set that up. Just a really wonderful conversation, as happens on the Ideas Network all the time. So, there's lots to talk about, and I know our listeners will have questions and comments to share with us as well.
Yeah, if you want to join in with a question or comment for Mike, call us at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us. The email address is ideas@wpr.org. Let's talk about that new collaboration that WPR is a part of, something called New News Lab, and new is NEW, standing for Northeast Wisconsin. Tell us about this.
This is really interesting. It came to us from a proposal from Microsoft, the national international corporation, and the Greater Green Bay Community Foundation and Fox Valley Community Foundation. They're looking for ways to support local news efforts. People have heard about the whole idea of news deserts, and it is just more and more challenging for the organism of news to do the work with how different the world is. And so it's got great partners. We've got Wisconsin Watch, the Center for Investigative Journalism, Fox Valley 365, an online kind of newspaper audio website. The Post Crescent, the Green Bay Press Gazette, and the Press Times are all involved. And it's meant to produce some in-depth local reporting, collaborative across all those teams. And so right now, one of the things that is being worked on is a series that is about affordability of housing, which we know for a lot of people is a real issue. And it's focused on Northeast Wisconsin, but one of the things we've certainly found being a statewide institution as WPR is that news anywhere, if you create it correctly, is of interest to any of us because everybody faces issues. Everybody has opportunities. And so we'll look forward to more from that as we go.
Jeff in Superior has a question for us, so let's go there. Jeff, hi.
Hi, gentlemen. Hi, Mike. It's nice to have this opportunity to chat with you. We got warm weather up here. Lake Superior is our air conditioner.
Yes, indeed.
I honestly believe with you that Wisconsin Public Radio is a very uniquely positioned to bring our state together. Outside of politics, you know, the division of things, Wisconsin Public Radio is something we can all share and all invest in. I think another aspect of our state are our state parks. They serve all of us. Doesn't matter what political persuasion or religious persuasion you are, the state parks belong to all of us. So my thought is, could we do a story or do a situation where Wisconsin Public Radio does a feature of each state park and focuses on state parks, you know, individually and goes through the whole state in a year or two or something like that, just to bring people together, just to celebrate what we have?
That sounds like a fun idea. We always pass on all the suggestions that we hear on this show. And I agree about the state parks, and I think I'm not at all alone in finding that I've been using the state parks more in the last year and a half. And the Ice Age Trail, I've known about the Ice Age Trail forever, but this was the year when I started actually hiking a couple of sections and how beautiful that is. Lots of great stories to tell. So I will definitely pass that on, Jeff. And thanks for the vote of support for WPR as well.
And that's the kind of show we would you would likely or often hear from 11 to 12:30 on the program. It is a great idea, Jeff. Thanks a lot. Don in Middleton, give you a chance. Hi, Don.
Hi. I'm interested in a show of the future that I think people would like. It goes back to the January 6th insurrection. And 2 days before that, Republican Congress people were giving tours at a time when no tours were supposed to be taking place. And Representative Mickey Sherrill has wanted an investigation about this. Why were they doing this? 2 days later, then, there was the insurrection, and they were essentially pointing out places where they could go and where the offices were listed, where Pence's office was, where Pelosi's office was. I think a show on that would be extremely interesting.
Yeah, I know it certainly has been reported on in the news about all these different things, and it may well be that some of the shows, either the ones we produce or the ones from the different national production groups, you know, 1A or one of those shows might pick that up. It's one of the big issues of our time for sure.
Yeah. Thanks, Don. Thanks, appreciate Don. It. Susan in Appleton, your turn. Hi, Susan.
Hi. We have a cabin in the Upper Peninsula, and when we're there, we listen to All Things Considered out of WNMU, and they regularly have a segment about American Indian news from Native Voices One, and it's really interesting. It reports on Native American issues all over the country, and I learned a lot from that, and I was wondering if it would ever be possible for that to be part of the All Things Considered broadcast in Wisconsin. I think a lot of people would be interested.
Thanks, Susan. It might be possible. One of the things that we wrestle with is that if we're putting any additional material inside of All Things Considered or Morning Edition on our other network, is there's something we're taking off of the national when we do that. So I will definitely pass that on to Peter, who heads that network, and let him give it some thought. And so thanks for the call. And thanks for listening to WNMU. The general manager there is an old colleague of mine from when we worked together in Florida. And so I always think very well of her. So thanks.
And Bob in Fond du Lac will give you a chance. Hi, Bob.
Hello. Been listening for a long time, and I know that once in a while you do repeats on books for a chapter a day. And I would like to request that you do Notes from Myrtle Lakes by Mel Ellis.
Notes from Myrtle Lakes, did you say?
Little Lakes.
Little Lakes. Notes from Little Lakes.
Ah, okay. That's not one I happen to have caught, so I'll pass that on to Michelle.
All right. Thank you very much, Bob, for calling. And Don in Shorewood, your turn. Hi, Don.
Good morning, guys. I'm a big fan of Tent Show Radio. Love the fact that we've got both local talents in the state and also some of the performers that have come in. And it's a show that hopefully will be going live again this season and subsequent ones. I'm hoping that it might get a little more prominent placement. Those of us who, you know, were raised on Prairie Home or live from here could really, I think, benefit by having something like that available to us more readily in a primary time slot.
Don, just a quick question, because on a couple of our stations is on at different times. When do you encounter it where you are?
HAD, I think it's 11.
Yeah, it's on later on WHAD, so I'll pass that one on as well. Thank you.
All right, thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. We have a lot of kind of a little events coming up. One of the events that I wanted to plug was our Larry Mueller Show Book Club coming up soon. Jennifer Morales is the author, and her book is Meet Me Halfway. And I did want to plug that because it's coming up June 24th at 11 o'clock. And this book club has been kind of fun.
Yeah. And so that's right here live on the Larry Miller Show, right? That's, I know we've been doing some online events and so on, but sounds good. And tell us about the book club, Larry.
Well, the book club, this is something that we just thought it would be fun to do. We have authors on from time to time, and there's always a lot of interest. And we thought, hey, why not, you know, the whole team, we just thought, why not put together a book club? And so we're going to try and do that four times a year, about every 3 months. And this year, the theme is kind of new travel, new experiences. And so we've tried to select from a kind of a broad range of books. And Jennifer Morales is up next with her book, Meet Me Halfway. And so Jennifer will be on the show. And I already have, my neighbor was telling me, when is that going to be again? Because I've read the book and I want to ask her questions. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And by the way, it's going to be a lot of fun to have Mike Crane with us right up till 12:30 today. We need to take a quick look at the news, weather. We'll find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Network. And then we'll be back with Mike, and you can ask your questions. I'm Larry Miller for the Ideas Network. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Miller here, continuing our talk with Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio. What would you like to know about operations or programming on WPR? Maybe a comment about a show or event. Give a call at 800-642-1234 or email us to ideas@wpr.org. And Mike, before we go back to our phone calls and emails, we have two events coming up soon, both free but require registration. And first up is the Simply Folk Shindig 2021. Tell us about that. It's on June 10th.
Right. And at least for one more time, maybe next year it'll be different, but one more time we're going to do it using the remote technologies we're all getting used to. And it's we'll use Crowdcast in this case, and it's going to be Becky Buller, 7 p.m. June 10th, and her banjo player Ned Lubrecki is going to be along as well. A virtual performance for fans of Simply Folk, so be sure to register at wpr.org/presents. And then the other is also a kind of virtual participation, right? But Larry, you said that in the earlier segment that you already had your T-shirt for the WPR Classical 5K Run, Walk, and Roll. So I want to know which T-shirt you picked, because I loved all three of them. And I don't know which one to pick.
I picked, now if I had all three of them in front of me, I could tell you which one.
I got them right here, because I love it. Run Like the Wind section.
Yeah.
They're all punny. Get Your Brass in Gear, or Fit as a Fiddle.
I got Get Your Brass in Gear.
Yeah. So this is a virtual run, walk, or roll, so you just do it on your own time, at your own pace. 5K is great, but you can walk it, whatever you want. And we're running it from June 12th through 19th. So there's still an opportunity to register for that and pick out a T-shirt if you'd like. And if the sales of the T-shirts for Simply Folk Shindig and the Classical 5K do benefit WPR.
Well, they're cool T-shirts. And we did this last year. We had a different kind of theme last year, a different little event. But it was
fun last year.
Well, let's take some calls. Let's take a call from Eric in Oneida County next. Eric, thanks for calling.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me. Mike, I have a question. I know you've probably been asked this before, but we've been dealing with mining issues up here recently in Oneida County. And this is big news with the Back 40 mine, which is right on the Menominee River, and the mining they want to do in the up in Minnesota and near the Boundary Waters, and the drilling they've been doing here in Oneida County. And just wondering why you guys have not had some kind of a show with some coverage on this type of information. I mean, it's very Wisconsin. It's a water issue that's very a hot topic at this time. People are really concerned about it, including the legislators. And what's the possibility of what show would you have it something like that on?
Thanks, Eric, for the call. I unfortunately never have a catalog of all the shows we've done in my head because I'd like to give a more direct answer than I'm about to. But certainly, if we haven't done one recently, it's a great idea for a show. And issues of mining, and particularly in the areas you're talking about, have been on our radar for a long, long time. I remember a lot of controversy around some big new, I think you'd call it a strip mine, but a big new mine that our reporter, Danielle Kading, covered extensively. And I know we would have had a talk show about it or something at that time. So, yes, it's certainly a topic we don't intend to ignore. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. Appreciate it. Judy in Green Bay. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I would like to, it would really be helpful to me if you would list for the morning show the topic for the 6 o'clock hour. I know it's usually a repeat, and it's often a repeat of the 8 o'clock hour from the day before. But even if it is, if I've seen what it is the day before, I can't remember that it's going to be on the next day. I always check in the morning to plan my listening. And recently, the last several months, there has been no listening ever for the 6 o'clock hour. And I would appreciate that.
So you're looking at the morning show page on WPR.org? Is that what you're
right. I go
about?
Every morning, early in the morning, I go to WPR, I go to the shows, and then I check to see what the topic is for morning show, Larry Mueller, 1A, On Point, and then I plan my listening rather than just keep the radio on all day. Yeah. And the 6 o'clock hour is never on there. Sometimes it's on the day before if it's a repeat of the 8 o'clock hour. It's also, when it's been on, I've noticed it's not accurate. And about a month or so ago, I called the customer relations line and left an email as well saying that, you know, the topic they had said was going to be on wasn't on, and again gave my suggestion that it would be very helpful to me and I suspect others if you would list the 6 o'clock, even if it's a repeat, it doesn't matter, you just know what the topic is. 6, 7 and 8 would be helpful.
And I think that has normally been our practice, so I'll definitely check into that. Thanks for the tip that it's not going right.
Yeah, absolutely. Judy, thank you. Terry and Roberts emailed to say she misses Kathleen Dunn so much, wonders if she could come back as a guest just so we could hear how she's doing.
Yeah, I'm smiling, which, of course, Larry, you can see here on the Google Meet we're on, but all of our former hosts, great to hear about Kathleen in this case. And we love hearing about what different folks are up to once they've left WPR. Some of them have certainly told us, look, I'm enjoying my retirement. Leave me alone. But I ran into Gene Faraca somewhere maybe a year ago now, and it was just such a pleasure to talk with her. And again, as we've been saying, lots of great suggestions, and we do share all of this with our staff. So maybe someone would feel like it would be a good idea to get in touch with Kathleen and see if she'd come on for a day or something.
Well,
thanks, Terry.
Yeah, thanks very much. Kathleen's show was always just ahead of mine, and I always enjoyed listening to it while I was getting ready for this show. She's a great person, and maybe she'd be on the show. I don't know. We'll have to check and see. Liz from Wausau emailed. She noted that each show we give credit to the folks behind the scenes. She thinks it'd be nice to hear what they do and how they do it, and is specifically wondering what a radio engineer does and what training it takes to become a radio engineer. It may get some folks interested in choosing a job in radio beyond being a host.
Yeah, well, and it's, as you know, Larry, because you've been in the field even longer than I by a stretch, is that historically it was kind of like an apprenticeship, that you might do some college radio or something like that. And then I'm fond of the story of how you ended up on the radio, because it was, you were pretty much thrown in. And you've had to be your own engineer in terms of operating the audio board and all of that for many years. What a fun idea. Thanks, Liz, for that email. And we are right now, we're doing all this stuff remotely, so we don't have interns or something like that. But that might be in our future again soon.
It might be kind of fun to sit everybody down and have a little chat about how a show gets put together.
Yeah.
We could
well,
do
maybe
we
that
got some pretty
like
good.
Maybe that could be a some kind of a listener event online or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be a way to do it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that. Randy in Madison, your turn. Hi, Randy.
Good afternoon. I'm sorry to go negative, but I've been giving the PRX, I think I got the right initials, Remix show on Saturday and Sunday nights a chance, and I just... it has not grown on me at all. I just find it pretentious and amateurish, and ultimately kind of depressing. And the and sorry to go back there, but I wonder if it might not be worth investing in a person to do some culling through all your hours of radio drama. And because if even a fraction of the drama that you have available, you know, is not tainted by you know, the old attitudes, then you should still have plenty left. And I'm afraid I was got pretty caught up in that.
Yeah, thanks for the thought, Randy. And we have been seeking input on the PRX Remix, so. It's okay to go negative. That's, you know, this forum is here to let us know what people are thinking, right, Larry? And so this is, as everything else, we'll be sharing this with the content folks. And, you know, we were actually investing in culling some of those radio dramas, and it's a big challenge.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I'd say we think about all the time is we have wonderful archives. Some of which you can just listen to online, you know, like this show is online. And we often think about culling those too and just thinking, yeah, but we also need to do the next thing. One of my former bosses was very fond of saying, and I really believe this, that our aspirations for service will always outstrip our resources. Malcolm Brett said that, and he said many quotable things, and that was one I've never forgotten. Because that is a challenge for many of the ideas that we get. We'd love to do much more than we do, and we're already doing an awful lot.
We are indeed. Don in Madison, your turn. Hi, Don.
Hi. I wanted to continue along the downer vein here.
Okay.
I was crestfallen when you put on the media in the Siberia or the programming schedule times on the weekend at the crack of dawn. And then it was dropped altogether, I assume, because of low listenership. At your suggestion, I found it on our sister station, WBEZ. I downloaded their app, and I can listen to On the Media whenever I want. It's also carried by WNYC and other sister stations, but you know, in Wisconsin, people don't have the internet connectivity like they do in the cities and stuff. And it just would really be nice to have a show that's that thoughtful about current topics and of importance nationwide, statewide, and I just don't understand. How we get more game shows on the weekend instead of, you know, something that provides that kind of good information. So explain yourself, Mike.
Okay, Don. Okay. Thank you so much. What I'll say is that On the Media was canceled in part because one of the things that was developing on the show is they were starting to, rather than just analyze the media, they were starting to take political positions on one side. And we really try to be straight arrows in that. And so that was a concern for us. I know they've had a host change. Bob Garfield is no longer with them. And so it's something, as we're looking at revising program schedules, we'll certainly look at. I'm so glad you found our sister stations, as you call them. A very wonderful supporter we have from southeastern Wisconsin or northeastern Illinois. He's right in that area. Listens to a whole pile of stations, but still provides some of his support to WPR, for which I'm very grateful. Because there's a lot to love on public radio that we don't have time to put on, much less things that you might miss that used to be on. Thanks, Don.
Thank you very much, Don. Deborah in Winona, Minnesota. On to you now. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I would like to hear more programming on Native Americans, on the issues they're facing, the poverty. And I know you've done some programming on missing Indigenous women. But I'd like to hear more programming just on the current issues Native Americans are facing. Besides that, what life is like for them on their reservations and the difficulties they have with society, and maybe some programming on things like the residential schools that existed at the end of the 18th and 19th century. I don't think very many people know about those. And, how difficult that was and how that probably reflects upon what's going on with Native Americans now.
That came up, just to mention, that came up in a show that we just did here recently. And I don't have the exact day in front of me with a Native American who's written extensively. But go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
Oh, that's fine. Neither of us have the catalog of shows in our head, of course, but a lot of issues that you've mentioned, Deborah, and I know that it's been a big deal in the news because of the crushing news about the bodies of children found in some of those Native schools in Canada, and we have similar stories in the United States for sure. And I'd say just more generally that we're very awakened after this last year of controversy and racial awakening, that there are many, many stories, both the problems that people are having, but also the solutions they have to those problems and what their lives are like. And so this is an issue, not just Native Americans, but anyone who's underrepresented in what we're doing, we want to do a better job. So thanks, Deborah.
And I would say that for our show, and I think for the other shows as well, we've become pretty intentional about looking for those kinds of people and those kinds of topics that that we may not have highlighted as much as we should have in the past. So I just kind of wanted to throw that in as well. Yep. We're very intentional about that right now. Brad in Green Bay, your turn. Hi, Brad.
Hello. See, from time to time, Larry has on some people within the building industry, and I'm, full disclosure, a representative of that. I'd love to see other builders, architects, so on, represented from different parts of the state. Not that the people that have been on haven't been quality. I just, different representation from the Eau Claires and the Superiors and the Beloits and Racines of the world. And just wondering if you've ever had the opportunity to reach out to different contractors or specialists that way.
Yeah, we have actually. And one of the builder fellows who's on the show always brings a different person to the show as a second guest when we try and highlight a specific topic. And I'll just off the top of my head, we highlighted a couple of times now, a person from Green Bay, the Green Bay area. But You know, Brad, that's it. You're right. it's a good thing to do, and we can be more intentional about that for sure. It's a regular show. We do it on a Thursday, you know, every month. And so it's something that we can certainly work harder on.
Yeah, one of the things that we've talked about a lot internally is that having regional offices all around the state provides us with even more opportunity than we've taken to connect with those communities. And that is something we're actively talking about in the recent past, as a matter of fact. So thank you, Brad.
And Owen in Wauwega. Hi, Owen.
Hi, good morning, Larry and Mike. Or good afternoon. Thanks for taking the call. So one of the things that I found hard to convey a message along to the producers, primarily of Central Time or of the morning show, is as a young beginning farmer here in Wisconsin, we are really, really hurting for land. We have been denied the ability to access farmland here based on the fact that we don't have the financial flexibility that these large enterprises do. And the large enterprises also, there's a portion of that that's not recognized in a lot of the content on Central Time or on the morning show, and the fact that their employees, most of them have been suppressed and they're disenfranchised and they're unable to participate in democracy. So through government programs, we're subsidizing, especially large landowners and owners of agribusiness have been given massive government subsidies to help them obtain and continue to monopolize the land base here in this state. And they're also utilizing labor that has no rights because they're not awarded the right to citizenship or the status of a legal person here in this country is given in order to participate in democracies, purchase land, or make investments in this country like most free people are. So this has become a tragedy and a fallacy of our democracy as properly functioning in the agricultural sector. And I hope that the producers will pick up on this and go with it, because for far too long, my message has been, I think, not been heard, because they think that I'm using immigration as something that I'm trying to be thorough and clear with my message, but I don't think I'm heard because they like to try to circumvent my message as being something that's anti-immigration, and it's not anti-immigration. My message is pro-democracy.
Sounds like we're kind of losing your line there. And we're almost out of time, so I want to just have a chance to comment that one of the things that is part of our team is Hope Kerwin does a lot of reporting on agriculture issues. So this is something that we'll certainly pass on to her as we go. And there were a lot of different topics that you covered in a few minutes, Owen. And so thanks for alerting us to your interest in those.
Yeah, appreciate that very much. And Mike, thank you very much for stopping by. And I know you'll be on another show next month, but next time
we'll
around.
See you in
but
a couple
thanks.
Of months, yeah.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
On your spot. Take care.
Oh, man. Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and he'll be on another show next month, and we'll do, and they'll do it again. And he'll be back in a couple, 3 months to be with us. Well, tomorrow we'll talk about summer sun safety with UW dermatologist Dr. Apple Bodimer, looking at how we can reduce the risk of skin cancer. In the meantime, lots more in store on the Ideas Network right through the afternoon. So stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller.